Good evening. This is Pastor Rice. We are at Good Samaritan Baptist Church tonight, and appreciate again that we're having our prayer meeting, and our folks are distributed to their homes because of the coronavirus. And so we are here at the church, and we're just going to conduct a quick prayer service and put that available online, and trust again our folks will be in prayer meeting tonight in their homes. So we're going to start out again just by singing a song as we normally do, number 529 in our songbooks, Day by Day. Day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here, trusting in my Father's wise bestowment. I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day the deepest, lovingly its part of pain and pleasure mingled with peace and rest. Every day the Lord himself is near me with a special mercy for each hour. All my cares he fain would bear and cheer me. He whose name is Counselor and Power, the protection of his child and treasure, is a charge that on himself he laid. As thy days, thy strength shall be in measure, this the pledge to me he made. Help me then in every tribulation, so to trust thy promises, O Lord, that I lose not faith's sweet consolation offered me within the Holy Word. Help me, Lord, when toil and trouble meet thee, ere to take as from a Father's hand, one by one, the days, the moments fleeting, till I reach the promised land. Father, how I praise you and thank you that we could meet tonight. Thank you again, Father, for Good Samaritan Baptist Church. Thank you for being with us through this present calamity and causing again, Father, that your hand of blessing would be upon even this trial that we go through as we're forbidden to meet together, that you'd again just surround in your great care. Hear each prayer whispered from Good Samaritan Baptist Church tonight. Touch each member, touch each friend, Father, that's meeting with us, and cause just now again that we could hear from heaven. Pray that you'd bless our efforts to keep services going at Good Samaritan, our efforts again to keep in contact with each of our folks and to be a strength and encouragement. And Father, that we could edify saints even through the connections that we do have as we're not going to be meeting here at the church house. We'll praise you now and thank you for your blessing on our evening tonight, for your touch again on each of our members and each of our folks, and Father, for your continued guidance on our society, our government, our representatives. Give them wisdom as they act in trying times, and Father, that we could even hear from heaven tonight. We'll give you the praise. In the name of Christ we pray it. Amen. All right. I started Sunday with this joke about the coronavirus. The joke is that, well, I guess most of you aren't going to get it. So as we meet tonight, we want to again make this a prayer meeting, but also a Bible study. And so if you have your Bibles, open it up to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 27. Today we finished the book of Deuteronomy in our Bible reading, so reading along together through the scriptures. Deuteronomy 27 is a interesting chapter, 27 and 28. We want to look at it a little bit, and then all the way up to 32, Moses' song we'll spend some time on. And then looking at the blessing of Moses there in the closing chapters of the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy in chapter 27, we find here the curses and the blessing. The curses and the blessing. So if you have your Bible, let's go ahead and look at some verses there in Deuteronomy chapter 27. The Bible begins in that chapter, "And it shall be, when thou art come in unto the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance and possessed, and dwellest therein, that thou shalt take the first of all the fruit of the earth that thou shalt bring of thy land of the Lord thy God giveth thee, and shalt put it in a basket, and shalt go unto the place which the Lord thy God shall choose to place his name there. And thou shalt go unto the priest, and shall be in those days, and say unto him, I profess this day unto the Lord thy God, that I am come into the country which the Lord sware unto our fathers for to give us. And the priest shall take the basket out of thine hand, and set it down before the altar of the Lord thy God." Father, praise you again, and thank you. Thank you again, Father, for your word. And as we read it, I pray again that you would just encourage our hearts. And Father, the promises and the curses and the blessings that we read here, I pray again, Father, that you'd make us mindful of the tremendous promise and blessing that you've promised to us. And Father, even the curse for those that would depart from your ways. And I pray again that you'd make us mindful of these things. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen. I think I missed 27 and read 26, its introduction there. But we want to pick up again at the what has happening here as they enter into the land of the promised land. This is Deuteronomy's. It's Moses given a repeat of everything that had happened. And so here in chapter 27, starting in verse 9, we find again a listing of the curses that were given, and I'm not going to read all the way down through them, but let's go ahead and look at a couple of them. It says in verse 9, "And Moses and the priests, the Levites, spake unto all Israel, saying, Take heed and hearken, O Israel, this day thou art become the people of the Lord thy God. Thou shalt therefore obey the voice of the Lord thy God, and do his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day. And Moses charged the people the same day, saying, These shall stand upon Mount Gerizim, to bless the people when ye are come over Jordan. Simon and Levi and Judah and Issachar and Joseph and Benjamin. And these shall stand on Mount Ebal to curse Reuben, Gad, and Asher, Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. And the Levites shall speak and say unto all the men of Israel with a loud voice." And then he has a list of, I didn't count them, I think there's like 24 curses that's given here. And so when we read down through all this list of them, notice again that this is a repeat, as Deuteronomy is, of what happened in the book of Numbers when they described this event. They stood on these two mountains, And they would list the curse, and then all the people would on the mountain would say, Amen. And then they would list the blessing, and all the people on the other mountain would say, Amen. And so it was a ritual they went through again to remember everything that the Lord had said and to kind of burn it into their heart. And so here we have Moses repeating what they all said, and we find this list of curses. The first one is verse 15. Cursed be the man that... I'm sorry, what?
Never mind.
Cursed be the man that maketh any graven or molten image, an abomination unto the Lord, the work of the hands of the craftsman, and putteth it in a secret place, and all the people shall answer and say, Amen. Verse 16. Cursed be he that setteth light by his father or his mother, and all the people shall say, Amen. It's not really clear exactly what verse 16 is about, except, again, there is something about false worship involved in that expression that they were familiar with, even if we are not. Verse 17, cursed be he that removeth his neighbor's landmark, and all the people shall say, Amen. And so it goes down through and lists several of the curses, almost right out of the law, many of them, concerning the things that God had commanded. In chapter 28, then, we have a list of the blessings. And notice chapter 28 begins, And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on these that overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. And then it goes down through and lists all the blessings. I like to contrast this, several blessings anyway. It seems like there's more cursings than there are blessings in these listings. I like to contrast this with, again, the nine blessed R's that are given starting in Matthew chapter 9, where he preached the Sermon on the Mount, and he gave the blessings. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are the peacemakers. And so all those nine blessed R's that he gives there in Matthew chapter 5 in his Sermon on the Mount, contrast them with these. These are blessings that are promised to a nation, the nation of Israel, those blessings given by Christ on the Mount of Sermon on the Mount are blessings that's given to individuals. And so here's some promises, some blessings given to the nation of Israel. If they will obey, if they will be a peculiar people for the Lord. And it's just interesting to read down through them. Chapter 28, incidentally, doesn't stop at blessings, but again, it goes and it rehearses all the cursings all the way for 68 verses. And so that starts in verse 15 where it says, okay, so we had the blessings. Verse 14 says, And thou shalt not go aside from the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. Verse 15. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. And so when he listed the curses, it said, Cursed be the that lieth here. There's a whole listing starting in verse 15 and going on to the end, and seem like getting more and more impactful, more and more intense are the curses that God will put upon his people. And certainly here Moses and the writing of the book of Deuteronomy did not know how bad Israel would rebel against the commandments of God, but God knew. And so there's a bigger emphasis on what God would do to the nation of Israel when they disobeyed him in these blessings and cursings. And that goes on all the way through the rest of this chapter. It's interesting anyway to read down through there I was going to have us read down through that whole listing if we were all together here, but I'll leave that as an exercise for the student to go ahead and read down through that list of woes that God can do to people who rebel against him, and it should make us praise the Lord for God's graciousness and God's goodness. So let's go ahead and look quickly at the end of this chapter. There's a song that I like to mention, and that started in verse 32 and verse 1. Notice at the close of chapter 31, the Bible says, "And Moses spake in the ears of all the congregation of Israel the words of this song until they were ended." Beverly and I read this morning. I tried to sing it. She had no part of that, so it's really not very singable. And again, this is the song of Moses. We point that out in chapter 32. And notice it goes on, and all the way to what verse? Where we flip the page here, verse 43, that says 45, I guess. No, 43. "Rejoice, O ye nations, with his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants, and will render vengeance to his adversaries, and will be merciful unto his land and to his people." Verse 44 says, "And Moses came and spake all the words of this song in the ears of the people, he and Hoshea," that's Joshua, the son of Nun. And so notice again here that this is not a song like we would sing, but it is Hebrew poetry. And so read down through all of this song and understand that that is the what God would have remembered. Lots of times if you want to remember something, you put it in a little song and it'll get stuck in your head. So that was the intent of this. Again, the song of Moses. A final exhortation then begins starting in verse 45. Chapter 33 is where Moses blesses, again, the nations of Israel and gives specific blessings towards each tribe. And then the close of the book is in chapter 34 for the death and the burial of Moses. Chapter 34 begins, "And Moses went up from the plains of Moab into the mountain of Nebo to the top of Pisgah that is over against Jericho. And the Lord showed him all the land of Gilead unto Dan." And so as you read down through there, you notice again that the Bible says, verse 7, "And Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated. And the children of Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days. So the days of weeping and mourning for Moses was ended." Notice in verse 6 it says, well, verse 5, "So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord. And he buried him in the valley in the land of Moab." That's God himself buried Moses there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord. Over against Beth Peor is where he buried him. "But no man knoweth his sepulcher, of his sepulcher, unto this day." And unto this day would be at the day of this writing, probably finished off here by Joshua. So, as far as our Bible reading, we'll go ahead and pick up probably about 3 or 4 chapters a day through the book of Joshua starting tomorrow. So I encourage you again to read the Bible through with us, and appreciate again that we could look at some of the things that we've read. That was an interesting closing again of the book of Deuteronomy. Father, praise you and thank you for your word. Thank you that we could read it. Thank you again that we could read it together as a church, Father, and come to a learning and a loving of you. And Father, for this precious old book you've given us, pray your blessing on our folks as they continue to meet at family altar and read your word together. And pray you'd bless again as we'd strive to read our Bible through this year. In the name of Christ, we pray. Amen. All right, I don't know exactly how to do prayer requests. We have some that have been texted in, and we want to keep our folks in prayer. Since I want to be careful again during this whole close down that as we put things available to our folks on the internet, that we're careful not to reveal, for example, there's warnings again about putting our members list up on available on the internet. There's certain things that makes conscious in this day and age to be careful of for keeping things, and so it is going to be for our prayer list. There's things, again, that we don't want to just mention openly on our in our services here. So the prayer times that we usually have, very intimate time together to pray for things, we want to be a little bit careful of and guarded as we put them available to folks through the internet. I had sent out a letter to our folks and, again, encouraged that we do meet on Sundays around your internet connection. And so their service is going to be live streaming. I presume they always have been, and I assume they're going to continue on with those from Solid Rock Baptist Church out at Berlin, New Jersey, where our kids were at college, Vision Baptist College. And so, again, I have an internet connection for that, and I encourage our folks this Sunday. In fact, I'm thinking that probably Bev and I will just be at home tuned in to this live stream of the services from Solid Rock Baptist Church. The connection for that is solidrockinfo.org/livestream. solidrockinfo.org/livestream. And so I encourage our folks again to find a way to get connected to the internet and live stream that. We'll be connecting and hooking it up to our TV there at the house and live streaming the services at Solid Rock. We do not have the capability to Facebook Live nor to keep that thing going, and so we're going to take advantage of some of these larger churches that can. And I think it's good for all of us to be in the same Sunday service and have something to talk about together again as we are through the week. I encourage our folks to talk with each other, to phone call each other, and to keep in touch as best you can. I'll go ahead and send out a copy of our whole membership and contact list for each member of Good Samaritan Baptist Church to each of our deacons and to our assistant to the pastor, Tracy Moore. And so we'll get them available to you if you want to, again, get the hold of anyone's phone number. Most of us are all connected on Facebook as well. Then I'd encourage you, again, to call one of those, and they'll have a listing of everyone's number and ability to get a hold of them. I'll also be sending a mailing of this letter out to each of our folks so that you'll have that in writing at your home. So, again, let's keep Good Samaritan Baptist Church in prayer as we go through these next few weeks. It's going to be of challenge and meeting, and we'll go ahead and do our best to keep in contact and to pop in on you at home to just check in and make sure that we're all on the same page. Appreciate again that we could keep our country in prayer again as we're in troublous times, and representatives are called upon to make tough decisions, and we can already see that some of them are trying to use that for political gain to get rid of President Trump, the hatred that they have for the one who has reestablished some conservative values in Washington, D.C., is livid. And again, we can see again that they're even using this coronavirus as a means to try and muddy his name and get him out of the office as he reestablishes some things for our conservative Make America Great efforts. And so keep our nation in prayer. Keep our little church in prayer. Not only that, but there's so many other churches that are struggling during this time as well. And again, there's several offers for help and encouragement to little churches that need some help. Ours, again, has been strong financially. We'll go ahead and send out tithing envelopes and means of getting tithes and offerings into the church, and trust that we can just keep on going while we're separated for this ability to prevent all social gatherings. So let's go ahead and keep our little church in prayer and these prayer requests. If you do have prayer requests, we will, again, keep them in personal, trying not to mention names or individuals that are on our prayer lists over the internet, but again, keeping them available to our folks so that we can keep in prayer. We'll do that largely through your texts to our cell phone. So appreciate again your efforts in keeping our church connected and our prayers going and our services as best we can going united together to worship. Let's have a word of prayer together, and we'll go ahead and close our time together here tonight.
Hello.
Yes,
hi, come on in.
Hey, Tony, come on in. We're just closing our service on record here, so on record, Tony is at church, praise the Lord. So we're going to have a word of prayer together. Let's just do that.
Oh,
Father, how I praise you and thank you for your goodness and bounty and blessing. Thank you, Father, again, that we could meet around your word on a recording. Pray again that you'd touch and bless each of our folks. Thank you again, Father, for giving watch, care, and health during these troublous times. And especially, Father, that you'd keep us united in heart and in prayer. And, Father, that you'd touch each of our worship services. We'd meet again with Solid Rock Baptist Church and intervene there as we'd be live streaming services, Father, that we could again just be encouraged and strengthened through the efforts of Pastor Clark. Praise you now and thank you, Father, for just the time we had in your word tonight. Pray a special blessing on our efforts to see your name lifted up through our little church. Thank you again for salvation. Thank you again for the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray again that you'd be with each contact that we'd have and make, that we could lift up his name. Pray that you'd be with our government representatives that are making some tough decisions. Pray that you'd give them wisdom and guidance. And pray especially for America, that you'd open eyes, that they would know the Lord God who created them. And Father, that they could again just grow in you and grow to know you even through the trials that we're presently going through. We'll give you the praise. In the name of Christ, we ask these things. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
So how are you guys?